Paul, they were hard to break down. You know, that suppose Monaghan's approach there was a counter-attacking approach. 13 men, solid behind the ball at all times, and they were looking for the target man and maybe win a few breaking balls and get the frees for Mooney.
The look on that, surely, I thought Ben Hughes and Zoe Clark had a superb performance on the two of them. They scored a lot of scores from free kicks, you know, and yes, some of them are fouled, but a few of them I thought myself a wee bit iffy enough, you know, whereas we weren't getting that at all. I thought times there, you know, a double bounce, but look, fair play to Conor, the referee in there. It was a tough game to referee. Hands are getting in, and look, you just get on and get on with the thing, you know. But I say, no, a lot of work put into it, and 1 point or 10 points is all we get in the final, you know.
Well, I think you had about 27 points to spare when you met them a couple of weeks ago, but you knew it wasn't going to be that close this time.
Knew it wasn't going to be that close. We all knew it ourselves. They came up to fulfil the fixtures. That was it. As I said to our lads, it's more or less the thin session that we had there with them, and it'll be a different ball game. And again, you look all over the year, Monaghan has been very strong with these games all year, so they have, you know, watched them playing again Derry, and they could have Derry turned over, so could have had young Mooney wasn't playing. So look, we didn't have to worry about ourselves where we're at and going forward, aye.
So now it's another final. You're going for a second title in three seasons. So it'll be another tough one in the final.
Look, now a bunch of players. It's a big one for them. We'll take every game as it comes to us. So we do, and they say it's improving and learning all the time. And that was a learning curve from the night. You know,
you had scores from Rory McCullough. You know, Rory is very impressed coming in. He's come in as a couple of substitute appearances, you know, and he deserved his place.
Look, he did. He worked well there, and he hunted after the ball every time. His chance, he's shown well. He got a lot of attention too for the Monaghan defenders. They're right tight up his backside, as the old saying goes. But I say, you know, Rory kept hunting and working at it, and I say, you know, that's what he came in here today for, to do what he's been showing the thin field and everything. Aye.
And everybody worked so hard to try and break that Monaghan defence down. You know, your wing backs and Michael Rafferty pushing from the middle as well. You know, it was a hard night's work.
A very hard night's work. But you see here the lads in there, they really are thriving on it. So they are, you know, it could have went to extra time very handy. We hadn't got the last ball. Yes, when we got a front, at 2, 3, 4 points in front, we sort of took the foot of the gas and let them back into the game. But you have to give credit to Monaghan. You know, they kept pushing at us, they kept breaking at us, and they're breaking in numbers. So really, they had to break in numbers, whereas they weren't doing that as much in the first half. They weren't as committing as many players, and as our lads have put a serious shift in, so they had. But look, thank God we got over the line and the final.
A tight turnaround, just a week ahead of the final, so you could be doing no more.
It's the same for Derry as well, the quick turnaround. So look, more preferred that game maybe for the two team, maybe better push towards the weekend, the Friday night, like a couple of years ago. But you know, we just have to embrace and go at it, aye.